You say you boil coffee?
Used to, the old time where you boil it. First you had a coffee pot, coffee right at the bottom, put the water on top of it, just heat it and boil it. And then you got to set let the ground settle back before it opened up to the ground in your coffee cup.
You didn't have something to catch it in?
Mm-mm, not in the old time coffee pot. You ever seen an old time coffee pot? It'd be about this big around the bottom and they taper up about this high.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a handle on them and a spout to pour out of. Most of them zinc or galvanized, porcelain ware.
And you just mix the coffee
just in? Just put the coffee in the bottom and heat it to the boil a little bit and then you'd have that ground settle before you pour it off.
Okay, say if you were real thirsty, you might go get yourself a
drink of water.
Okay, and it would be in a
glass.
Okay. I said the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
Okay. You say somebody has
broken.
Okay. And you say, but I didn't mean to
break it.
Okay. If I ask you how much did you drink, you might say, well, a lot of water.
I drank a lot of water. I drank a lot.
Okay. Then you might ask me, how much have you
drank? How much did you drink? How much have you drank?
Not drank.
How much did you drink? Don't say, wouldn't it?
Okay. You say, we certainly do
drink a lot.
Okay. If dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them, go ahead and
eat.
Yeah,
but you see.
Okay. You say. You tell someone. Say someone comes into the dining room. You tell them, well, won't you, what down? Won't you
sit down and eat?
Okay. And you say, so then he
sat down.
Okay. And you say nobody else was standing because they had all
sat down.
Okay.
They were all sitting.
They all had sat down.
Okay.
Told you need to get out, Amy.
Okay, if say there were some potatoes on the table and you wanted to tell someone not to wait until they were passed to him, you'd say, well, just go ahead and
help yourself.
Okay, so you'd say, so he went ahead and
help yourself.
Okay.
Serve yourself, or help yourself.
Okay.
Say, I guess.
And you say, then I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already what?
Serve yourself.
Or what?
Help yourself.
Okay. Say someone offers you something that you don't want, you'd say, no thank you, I don't
eat that.
Or I
don't like that.
Okay. If food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's
help a second leftovers.
Okay. You say you put food in your mouth and begin to
chew.
Okay. And what do you call carrots and peas and beets and so forth?
Vegetables.
Okay. Do you have a different name for them depending on if you raise them yourself or if you bought them?
Homegrown. If they raised themselves, be homegrown.
Okay.
Bought them, they'd be stove-off, I guess.
Okay. And the place near your house where you grow the vegetables?
Garden.
Okay. This is a southern food that is made of ground-up corn. And if people, like, down south will eat it for breakfast. I don't know.
Grits.
Okay. Do y'all eat that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't run into grits until you start
towards Memphis.
Well, if you go in, when you get to Memphis, they'll have grits on, or you order breakfast, there'll be grits on the tray with it, but you won't brown it here.
It's too far north, huh?
I think you start in Memphis, goes on down south, I think.
Okay. What about something that's made of coarsely of corn, you used to take ashes?
Hominy.
Okay. You remember that being made?
No, I never seen it made. They may use it to make it lye. Ashes, you know, use ashes to make lye. All the old timey. Way back home where they burnt wood, they saved the wood ashes, put them in an ash hopper and made, remember the guys make hominy, make soap, lye soap, and pour water on his ashes, and when the water come out the bottom, it'd be lye water. And use that to make soap, and make the hominy with.